You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As he embarks on his re-election campaign this year, Mayor de Blasio is taking a cautiously optimistic view of the city's financial future. The mayor presented an $84.7 billion budget proposal today that includes $1 billion in new spending for the next fiscal year, a nearly 15% increase from his first budget in 2014. The mayor also presented an update to the city's 10-year, nearly $90 billion capital plan that's focused on major infrastructure and building programs. All of this with challenges ahead in Albany and major uncertainty coming out of Washington. Joining me now with some numbers and analysis is WNYC City Hall reporter Bridget Bergen. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Jamie.
Well, let's start with the big picture. How did the mayor frame the city's financial health right now?
So for the past 3 years, going into his fourth, de Blasio has benefited from strong economic conditions nationally and here in the city. So he frames his budgets as progressive, responsible, and honest. They've consistently included $1 billion or, in this year, more set aside for reserve funds. And the spending choices he makes, whether it's for pre-K expansion or affordable housing, he says represent the administration's values. So on the plus side, he's benefited from years of when job growth and tax revenues have been strong. A record number of tourists have visited the city, pouring money into the city's economy. But there are a lot of warning signs on the horizon.
Well, are we talking about economic problems or political problems?
A little bit of both. To begin with, there are signs that the economy is slowing down a little. Job growth, for instance, after a record increase of nearly 140,000 new jobs in 2014, those numbers have been slowing. The city's independent budget office reports no new net job growth since July of 2016, and it projects declining new job numbers into calendar year 2020. Tax revenues also started to slip last year, and budget watchers wanted to see if the city would adjust its forecast for the upcoming fiscal year. But the city is forecasting those revenues will actually tick back up this year. Then there's Governor Cuomo. Mm-hmm. He announced his state budget proposal last week, which is not fully reflected in this proposal. And of course, there's President Trump. That means uncertainty at all levels of government. The city has already estimated it will cost $35 million to provide security at Trump Tower.
Right.
Since the election, still don't know how much the federal government will reimburse the city for that. And more importantly, the city relies on upwards of $7 billion in federal funds that are potentially at risk if Trump opts to fulfill his pledge to eliminate funding for sanctuary cities. The mayor acknowledged that threat and the concern that comes with it, but he insists this budget is responsible, and he stressed there's too much uncertainty right now to account for it in the plan. He said very, very clearly, there is no President Trump changes in this budget.
He himself has changed his mind on a bunch of stuff. You have a very closely split Congress. You have a split Republican Party in the House. You've got all sorts of things. We can't project with all those moving parts. And it's the preliminary budget, and the executive is a time where we hope to at least be able to know something.
So in other words, the Trump administration changes may be reflected in his executive budget later this spring.
All right. With all of that in mind, give us some of the new items in the budget.
So the mayor's re-election campaign is officially underway, as you said. Budgets are political documents, and even more so, budget presentations should be viewed through a political lens. This one emphasized public safety, infrastructure, and schools. So just to scratch the surface, for the NYPD, we saw $275 million to upgrade the training facility at Rodman's Neck, more than $10 million for bullet-resistant window inserts, another $4.5 million to beef up the city's ability to fight gun violence. Now, note, this comes when the city's crime numbers are at record lows, but it's also an area that may be a good place for the mayor to start thinking about campaigning. He has good poll numbers around how the public views his public handling of public safety. On the education front, the city is investing $14.3 million to ensure students are reading at grade level by third grade. So that means extending the school year, summer school for some second graders. And on the infrastructure front, $147 million for road repaving, $162 million for flood mitigation in southeast Queens, and $571 million to repair bridges across the city.
The mayor does have some areas that could be viewed as political vulnerabilities and are reelection campaign, homelessness, children's services. How did those agencies fare in the budget?
You know, I asked the mayor that question directly, and he did not go into much detail, either in his presentation or in his response. On homelessness, he said the city would be announcing some big new strategies in the coming weeks around keeping homeless families in the boroughs where they came from, and to expect to see more in the executive budget. And on children's services, where there have been some serious problems in the past year, including the resignation of the agency's commissioner, de Blasio insists it's not a money issue, that the agency is making changes in terms of how it operates, and it needs a new leader who will see those changes through.
All right, what about cuts or layoffs?
No new cuts across the board, but there is a relatively new citywide savings program that's achieved $1.1 billion in savings, with another goal of reaching $500 million more in the mayor's executive budget. The mayor said they wouldn't target headcount, which is at record levels. This is not the way Mayor Bloomberg did his savings plan, as you might remember. There were agencies responsible for hitting certain percentage targets each year to close the gap. And budget watchers worry that the city's not doing enough to root out wasteful spending.
In 20 seconds, what's the reaction?
So far, we've heard from the public advocate and city controller, both some mixed reviews. They want to work with the mayor on the budget. They're upset that certain things are included. The public advocate specifically talked about school lunches. One of the most negative reactions came, not surprisingly, from the police officers union, the PBA, because they're still embroiled in a contract dispute with the mayor's office, and this budget does not include the raises they're looking for.
All right, WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Thanks.
Thank you.